good. Hey, it was good. I thought our performance was very good. I thought we were comfortable. Long periods in the game, maybe after 15, 20 minutes, there was maybe still a wee bit of nervousness about us, and that was always going to happen. But I thought our range of passing, I thought our creativity was good, I thought our energy was good. You know, Waterford came here sitting third in the table, having a good season, and you know, I thought the players were fantastic in their mental approach to this disappointment that has happened this week. But all in all, very good all round, comfortable. And as I say, look, we've got to use this now to push on and try and finish the season strongly.
And obviously, you made changes, but for a game in a week, it was a tough ask too for the players.
Yeah, it was, and the mental aspect, I keep going back to it, you know, the hurt and pain that we've had. I take a lot of criticism this week, and rightly so. Our performances and the manner of the defeats has been hurting everybody, myself, the players, the staff, the board, everybody. But look, it is what it is. We've responded tonight, but you know, there's still a lot of football to be played, and we've got to make sure we come with that application and that performance and just keep pushing on.
Obviously, Connor will steal the headlines, and rightly so, scoring two penalties. That's been a big sort of couple of weeks for him, and good to see him getting back in the pitch and
scoring. Connor's a great lad, and you know, he comes on a daily basis. Connor's had a lot of disappointment, especially this year, in terms of, you know, niggles and injuries, and you know, he's only back there from a real bad injury on his nose and face, and you know, he's been waiting his chance, and by God did he take it tonight, because even without the penalties, I thought his overall performance, his range of passing, his ability to get the ball back, his desire and experience was key to us, and I'm really, really happy for him tonight because he's a brilliant lad.
And it showed you sort of the confidence in him doing a Panenka.
Listen, you boys, you wouldn't believe the stories that kid has, and he's only such a young lad, you know, close to making his debut under Ancelotti at Chelsea, you know, disappointments throughout it, you know, not getting that extra little step in his career, but you know, has a bag of talent, and you know, really delighted for him tonight.
But the one just sets you up now for the final four games.
Look, it is what it is. We've two very difficult games in our next two. But what this will do now is it'll give us a belief to get back on the training pitch during the week. There's three guys away with international. With Owen Toole tonight, he wasn't even going to be playing at 12 o'clock today because he had problem with his back. So for him to give the performance and the appetite to get out there and do what he done tonight, you know, epitomises what the performance was really all about.